Hello, once again, it is Kiefer. I'm backstage at Bonnaroo, and I've got Alex from Seawolf. Alex, good to have you drop by.
Thanks for having me.
You've never played Bonnaroo before?
Never played Bonnaroo. This is a first.
Did you have any expectations coming in?
I expected a lot of people having a good time, and that's exactly what I got.
You're going to be able to hang out a little bit?
Hopefully. We're supposed to leave tomorrow, actually, so we can't stay for the whole weekend, but I'm hoping to catch Paul McCartney at least.
Cool. Seawolf, I'm going to assume or guess a Jack London fan?
Yeah.
What was it about a book about a collision at sea that made you decide to adapt that as your nom de plume?
That's a good question. Well, I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area, and so was Jack London, and I sort of grew up reading his books. So I think for me, it was a connection to the book, but almost more of a connection to sort of Jack London and my roots. And I come from a kind of blue-collar intellectual family that's, you know, they read a lot, they have a lot of books on the bookshelf, but also, you know, pounded nails for a living. So I sort of identify with a lot of his characters who are sort of, you know, these people from all walks of life, like, you know, more learned people as well as people that are sort of more working class.
I believe you said something along the lines with this record, you wanted to be more melody based and less lyric driven. What did you mean by that?
I guess what I meant was that was in sort of contrast to the last album, White Water, White Bloom, which was very kind of lyric driven, and there were a lot of words, and it was more kind of a folk sounding sort of melodies, at least a few of the songs. And this one, I wanted to be more melodic, sort of more pop, pop in like the old sense of pop, like the Beatles, or something, you know what I mean? Like melodies that you can sing along to and aren't chock full of words.
Something that happened during, I guess, the making of the record that may have devastated a lesser band, a lesser man, but you had a literal hard drive crash.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Okay, so this record is Old World Romance. The new album is one that I recorded over the course of a long period of time in my home studio. And I sort of wrote songs and demoed them as I went along. And the intention was to keep most of those tracks from the demos. And they were pretty well fleshed out. So I had the band come in towards the end of the process to sort of start working on it as a group. And it's very crowded in the studio. And not being an engineer, I hadn't, of course, backed up anything. So I inadvertently knocked the hard drive off of the desk and it totally died. And so I had to go back and redo everything. It took me months.
But as I understand it, it was a bit of a blessing in disguise.
In a way, yeah. I mean, it was definitely tedious those few months to kind of get the songs back to where they were. But I kind of took them beyond that stage or beyond where they were when the hard drive crashed, and I'm pretty happy with how they turned out in the end.
The lyrics on this album, you know, they deal with geography, death, relationships, the heaviness of life. Mm. How do you take all that and channel it into a song? Because that seems like a lot of things to be juggling at once.
Yeah. I don't really know. I don't really know the answer to that question. You know, I'm not trying to address every single thing in every song. It's just each song is sort of about one thing or one story. And that's kind of just my approach for the song. And if it talks about those things, then it talks about those things. Yeah.
You went to film school, right?
Yeah.
How did your education it was New York Film School?
Yeah.
Did that carry over into, you know, the band, into Seawolf, either writing, playing, you know, the visual of film somehow transfer itself to your music?
Probably. I kind of, you know, I sort of, Yeah, probably at least lyrically in that I try to paint visual pictures in people's minds, and I kind of visualize where the songs take place, and the even if they're less, you know, sort of literate kind of songs, if they're a little bit more sort of poetic, I still have some imagery in my mind that I like to just kind of get out there. And so maybe that part comes from part of the film school background. Also, I really dramatic structure was really like drilled into me. So I feel like that definitely comes out in the songs and the records.
We are discussing album art at Bonnaroo this year, and I love the cover of your album. Tell me what we're looking at there.
Yeah, that's actually a photograph of an ocean, and it's kind of this, it's an interesting picture because it's a sort of tumultuous looking seascape with these sort of brooding clouds, but there's also this like sunlight coming through the bottom of the clouds. So I feel like it can go one way or the other. It's like a storm's coming or it's about to clear. And that's kind of what I feel like this record is about too, in a way. You know, it's there's a lot of sort of light and dark together, and so yeah, that's what the album cover is. It's a photograph by this photographer named Corey Arnold.
Yeah, I like how you describe, because it does look like part of it. I mean, it's just the ocean, the sea in itself. Sometimes it can look menacing. Sometimes it can look calming.
Yeah.
I mean, waves going up and down, it can be hypnotic. But yeah, that could be scary or it could be kind of calming.
Yeah. It's a kind of a dramatic photo, but you don't know if it's like the end of a storm or the beginning of one.
We're also asking people about their favorite Beatles records. You mentioned going to see Paul McCartney. I'm going to guess you're a fan of the Beatles.
Of course.
We've got all the records up there. Which album has always kind of, since you have this visual background, which one always kind of drew your eye to?
You mean the album art? Are we talking
album
about?
Album art, yes.
Oh, yeah. Album art. Oh, okay.
But well, feel free to talk about the music as well.
Sure. Well, the Revolver cover is pretty cool. It's sort of this hand-drawn sort of collage, and then of course the Sergeant Pepper's cover is pretty legendary. I'd say those two, but I do like the sort of iconic image of the Abbey Road, mm-hmm. walking across the road. I'm not sure. I guess it's Abbey Road, or I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I know that's the studio. I don't know if that's actual street too, but yeah, those are the ones that stand out for me.
Cool. Well, Alex from Seawolf, thank you so much for coming by. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Thanks
for
having me.
And I hope you enjoy your Bonnaroo experience.
Thank you.
And maybe we'll see you next year.
I hope so.
And that is it from Backstage at Bonnaroo.